I think you did the whole interview off the air.
Wait, that wasn't on the air, Wendy? I was just talking to Jacqueline Novak, and I thought we just had a great half hour.
You did. It was very entertaining. Thanks for sharing.
I can absolutely bring it again, like with an authentic kind of fresh quality. So do not worry. I won't even blink.
I have transcripts of what we were discussing. Yeah. Can we just read from the transcripts? That's the only way to match it.
I think I can do it better this time. I think I was less than.
Great to meet you.
Great to meet you.
Jacqueline Novak is here. She's performing at Zanies all this weekend. Zanies.com for all your ticket information.
Yeah.
Wendy and I watched your videos, your appearance on The Tonight Show, and your appearance on James Corden. You're very funny. You're
Thank
in the
you.
Right line of work.
All right, I appreciate that. You never know.
I mean it.
No, I'm glad. Those are my food sets, right?
Yes.
Fries and pizza, basically.
Yes.
Which was very relatable to a lot of people.
Yes.
Exactly. Some of my you know, more personal material was not acceptable to late night shows.
Is that true?
Yeah, you know, it's harder to get certain things approved. My weird kind of variety of topics. I found it easier to get a set approved that was on just one topic versus trying to get five different topics approved.
So they see you probably in a club.
Yeah.
They like you. And then do they say, hey, here, of the things we saw you do, we like this and this, but we don't like this and this?
It seems to me that, I mean, who knows how other people are getting it done, right? You know, you hope that they like you in general.
Mm-hmm.
Then I generally, well, let's see. The James Corden said, I kind of pursued the booker with a tape, you know, and said, here's what I'd love to do on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was my first late night set. So, you know, that was kind of me just sending emails going, let's make a historic debut.
Yeah.
I just kept using the word historic.
I like that.
I just felt like I was putting it into the universe.
Yeah.
So Novak's historic debut.
A date that'll be remembered for centuries.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, stand-up lasts so well. But, yeah, so that I kind of pushed on more and then had some different tapes and was kind of struggling with this joke, not that joke, and and all that. And so it just, I thought, all right, well, you can't turn down my pizza material.
Right. It's too good
you can't make an argument against it, really. you know, so versus my show that I'm working on now and that I'm doing at Zanies tonight is much more personal, much more, you know.
About some battles you're
explicit,
having.
Explicit. I mean, explicit's not the word. It's coming of
it's
age.
It's darker.
Yeah.
Right? It's a little darker.
I guess. I mean, it's just, it's sexual, and that's really, they don't want that there on the TV.
No.
Why? It's late night. That's what I don't get.
No, they just, they really don't want it. They don't want you conjuring any images. That's a big thing. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's kind of interesting, because the videos that are out there are my, you know, are my food sets.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, they come to the show and it's a different
But
a different
it sold
thing.
You, both Wendy and I watched it and laughed.
But I want more.
Yeah, we want more.
So to go to Zanies, you'll get more.
You will get more. And it's all me. I mean, it's all my treatment of the sexual matters. I still think has a highbrow quality that that the people can enjoy.
Good.
I mean, I've got family coming to the show. So, you know.
Is that weird doing stuff like that in front of your family members?
You know, I tried to tell myself that it isn't, and that I'm an adult woman, and that I'm an artist, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's always challenging, because it's, you know, around family, you tend to, maybe some people don't, but you tend to just regress into your identity of sort of, you know, so if this is my aunt and uncle, then I am a niece, you know what I mean? And you're kind of, without looking down at yourself, feel like you're peering out of your own 8-year-old body or something, and you're not. And
you're a family member. You're not your own entity.
Yes, yes. That's why, you know, people without families are really winning.
Do you think they are?
I think they are. They're so lucky.
Less pressure.
They're blessed.
I will tell you, after my mom passed away, I felt I could let go a little bit more on the radio. So,
I
mean, there's definite truth to that.
No, absolutely. And you know, I don't want to wait. So I've made the commitment early on to just, you know, no, I'm going to talk about the things I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I always appreciated my dad, because I kind of would float this with them, kind of like explaining my feelings about my own act and whatever. And you know, you guys have to be able to deal with the sexual material or whatever. Like, you have to be able to handle it. I can't be worried about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I always appreciate my dad's like, no, I mean, you're an artist. He's like, Mick Jagger can't worry about his parents when he's like, you know, gyrating his pelvis or whatever on stage. Like,
it's very profound.
Nice edit, by the way. Good job.
Thank you.
I know you have an association with Mike Birbiglia,
yes.
Comedian and actor.
Yes.
Are you inspired a little bit by him, or if not him, who? Who did you see that you went, yeah, that's the right way to play it?
Well, I mean, what's great, so Birbiglia is, you know, producing my show and I'm putting up in New York this summer. And, you know, he has certainly taken, obviously he works clubs and he's done the stand-up path, but he's certainly taken the stand-up into the theater space,
yeah,
in a way that a lot of comedians don't, or maybe the world, you know, there's a real divide and separation,
yes,
the comedy,
yeah,
stand-up world, when maybe there shouldn't be, because hey,
it's all the same.
We're theater artists.
Right, sure.
Right.
It's true.
Right?
But these shows are less set up punchline, and more just, here's
right,
my version of the truth, right?
I think so. I mean, I think so, yeah. And I think mine remains to be seen. You know, it's a mix.
Yeah.
Right? I kind of go back and forth. I want the jokes and I want the narrative, yeah, and ideally they're threaded together and it's kind of,
yeah,
you don't know what's happening, but which, you know, I think Birbiglia does so well because it's always a really satisfying narrative, but it's jokes throughout,
yeah,
you know, it's just like they're hung on the branches of the narrative.
You know who else is great at that? Carrot Top.
He is so not.
No, there's just, you know, it's about storytelling.
Sure, that's what it is.
We're all just telling stories.
Things we can all relate to.
He shouldn't even be grouped in with anyone. I'm sorry.
Nothing? Nobody?
No.
Jacqueline Novak is here. She's performing at Zanies all this weekend. You need to go to Zanies.com. All this week.
Oh, yeah. I should
all
clarify.
This week. Not just the weekend.
I mean, I want them to come to the weekend, but
just the week.
Tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah. That's when you do it.
Get in tonight and tomorrow, guys.
Zanies.com,
yes,
or call 312-337-4027. Back after this, it's WGN. Jacqueline Novak is here.
Greetings.
She's performing at Zanies just tonight and tomorrow.
The Chicago tomorrow. One.
No weekend.
We need to specify. Zanies. People are asking which Zanies.
Yep.
Chicago, downtown.
Jacqueline, you have written a book entitled How to Weep in Public, Feeble Offerings on Depression from One Who Knows.
I love this.
Oh, thank you.
That's a title.
It's long.
Yeah.
It's a long title because you got to...
I feel like I've read half the book already.
Exactly. That was the goal. You can't escape reading, even if you glance at it.
Right.
I really wanted a title that would make people feel hesitance about buying it. hesitance about holding it up and reading it publicly.
Right.
Except for the rare few. And in a way that it becomes the flag for those who it is exactly for, maybe.
Now, people say, how can you possibly be a stand-up comic and suffer from depression?
Yeah.
There's no way, but it's very, very possible.
Yes, it's even common.
Yeah.
There's a lot of answers. Maybe maybe if you have a natural tendency towards that sort of thing, mental illness, depression, any of it, maybe then you've developed humor as a coping mechanism. There's that angle.
Yeah.
And you can do anything while battling depression. I mean, you
absolutely.
Know, pilots and
absolutely.
Ballerinas.
Absolutely.
It's more common than we think.
Yeah.
No, it definitely is. And that's part of, you know, my kind of feeling about writing that book. It's just sort of the more you talk about stuff, the better. And
amen to that.
Has that been the case for you?
I think so. I mean, I kind of wrote it because I love self-help books. I love books about healing, about, you know, from anything, from, you know, abstract kind of weirdness to your handwriting can change your life. Like, I literally read a book about, like, the psychological imprinting of your handwriting. So, you know, I love that kind of stuff. I love self-help. And when I would sort of get into bed with a bunch of self-help books with the hope that those books would help me get back out of the bed.
Yes.
Sometimes you just need a break. And so I wanted my book to be one in the stack that just said, okay, right now, like, this book offers no help. It's just company. It's just company. It's cigarettes in the trenches.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's just someone saying, okay, it's all right for you to take a break and you can pick up your healing efforts in a little while. Because I always found comfort in the self-help books that they're saying, hey, we're here for you, but yeah. They always want you to do exercises.
Yeah. Right.
You mean I have to work at this?
Yeah. Just one self-help book that could just be a respite was kind of my, or one self-help book that isn't a self-help book sort of thing.
Doesn't it feel good, though, to you're walking through a bookstore and there's something you've created just sitting
yes.
on a shelf and hopefully being purchased?
Yes.
It's got to just feel great.
It really does. It really does. And it was one of those things where I used to think, I mean, I used to think, you know, hey, if I had a book,
yeah.
I could sit on a shelf.
Yeah.
I'd never be upset a day in my life. Or, you know, I just wake up every day. And there is great satisfaction in it. There really
oh,
is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But then it's funny. This is why they tell you that, you know, you gotta find happiness within.
Right.
Those things that you just are sure that if you had or achieved or whatever, I mean, you adjust to them quickly
mm-hmm.
as a new reality. And then you start worrying about, all right, having a book's not enough. How's it selling?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, then the whole tables start.
This is why we have to meditate.
Mm-hmm. Do you meditate?
My practice is inconsistent. but I definitely encourage it.
Yeah.
But I'm bad at staying on the meditation train.
I've thought about it.
Well, yeah. that's part of the way there.
It is.
Yeah. We mentioned earlier that you've appeared on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Forever, comedians who decide to go into that
yes.
line of work, that's it. Well, boy, what
totally.
Would it be like to be on The Tonight Show? Did it change your life at all to be on The Tonight Show?
No.
It didn't?
No. I don't think it's, you
it's
know,
what it used
those
to be?
Kind of appearances are what they used to be. In, yeah. in a world where now there's a lot of ways to be seen,
yeah.
right, versus back... In
damn
the day
internet
where that was
yeah.
the way, right? Yeah, it was. There's less places to be seen, but boy, if you got on that one stage,
yeah.
So I think it's just changed a lot. But I think those late night sets still mean a lot to comedians themselves. You know, like even if everyone tells you like the appearance isn't going to sell tickets to where you know it isn't going to
yeah.
move the needle, as they'll sometimes say.
Yeah.
Comedians just want it, you know?
Yeah.
And so in a way, it just becomes a thing where it doesn't even matter. It's just you feel good having done it.
Yeah.
So it gives you a boost of confidence.
Who'd you call first when you found out you got it?
Probably my parents or something.
Were they thrilled?
Yeah, they were. I think they were thrilled. I think my parents came into town. They live in the suburbs of New York City, came into the city. I let my dad like come to the show. Oh
yeah.
No, I think my mom was out of town, so my dad was able to come, and I think it was really special for him.
Oh, I bet.
And he like you know sat in the audience, and Jimmy kind of runs down through the audience at the end and like spotted my dad from backstage from before and like shook his hand.
Oh,
so it's
nice.
Like he's on camera like
yeah.
like a proud dad shaking Jimmy. So it's kind of special
cool.
for him. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
so good.
Yeah. I think he felt like, in just the way that these kind of external things can be meaningful, they're only so meaningful, but they can be a little meaningful. Going, yeah, my daughter's on The Tonight Show.
It's a milestone.
I must have done something right, that
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
For all the years of, you know, maybe with comedy where you go, I must have done something wrong. That
right.
There are moments like that, I think, that you go, all right, this is pretty cool. So
these shows at Zany's,
yes.
are you looking at them as kind of a tune-up for what's to come in New York?
Definitely.
Yeah.
A tune-up for my off-Broadway show, which is very stand-up heavy. I like to make it clear. A lot of jokes, guys,
mm-hmm.
okay? A lot of jokes, a lot of laughs. But also, hopefully, kind of a meaty experience. And
when does that start?
July 10th, previews in New York.
Wow.
July 22nd,
that's coming quick.
Opening night. I know. But, you know.
You're
if
ready.
I had to do it, yeah, I will do it tonight, I guess. But, yeah, I'm ready.
Congrats on everything you've pulled off so far and
thanks.
For what's coming ahead. That's
thanks
wonderful.
Lot.
You
thanks
got a lot going on. We're very happy for you.
Thank you so much.
It's Jacqueline Novak. See her at Zany's tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Zany's.com has more information or call 312-337-4027. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Absolutely. More
nice
after
to
this.
Meet you.
It's us. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Jen DeSalvo. She is sitting pretty in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here, 720 WGN.